Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. I do my hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feel?
Hair talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feel? This is Life with Monica Matthews. Baby, how you feel? Somebody's got to say it.
Woo, girl, need to kick off your shoes. Got to take a deep breath.
I wonder if that's on the EBD card list.
You can have it all, no sacrifice.
No sacrifice. Somebody else will pay for it. That's right. Let it all hang out. All 457.9 pounds. Let it all hang out recently on Twitter. Oh, my feeding ground for every kind of ridiculous fodder you can possibly think of. It is the ultimate sewer of society. It's awesome. So what did I wake up to? This.
Start blaming ourselves. Like, I hate when people talk about black women being obese. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Because it becomes a way to blame us for a set of conditions that we didn't create.
Girl.
We're moving, we're taking care of kids, but our food quality suffers. We are living in the Trump era.
Oh,
and look, those policies kill our people. You can't get access to good health care,
the lowest unemployment rates in history for black Americans. It is killing y'all on EBT cards. Go ahead.
The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower, even when we're following the diet, than our white women counterparts.
You know why? Because white women just quit eating. That's why. And anyone who knows basic biology and weight loss knows that you don't lose weight by starving yourself. Your body actually keeps pounds on until you hit that moment where your body's like, oh, hell, I'm going to have to eat something. So I may as well eat the fat that's been up in here for the past 20 years because I got to stay alive, right? But initially, that's not how that works. Girl, just hang on. Just stop eating for like 3 weeks and it might work out for you. All right, keep going.
And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism.
Yes, that's true.
It's literally that. The racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
Stop. Just stop. There's a big round of applause. Okay. I'm gonna create the setting for you. This is someone's talk show. I cannot find out that I don't even know who the host is, but it's a young black gentleman sitting on a stage with three black women, and you've got probably 50 to 55 black women in the audience. So the whole audience is black. And they're all women. And the person right to this woman's right is this very fine, beautiful sister who isn't clearly in perfect shape. Like, she's got a midriff on. She looks like she probably pulls away from the Twinkies. I don't know. Probably works out. Maybe she's just born that way. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know. But she looks amazing. Okay. So this woman's argument is already on shifty ground by virtue of the woman who's sitting next to her, who happens to be black as well. Okay, so this stuff, it always astounds you guys that I touch on this because most people won't, but we have to because our future depends on it. And our ability to be able to live together as a nation depends on it. Someone has got to say it. And if that's me, I'm fine with that. I have a little multicultural ethnic girl at home who is not built like me. She's got her father's booty. She's got her father's thighs. She is a fine little girl. She's very cute. She doesn't have a white lady back and butt that looks the same. She doesn't have any of that. And she has to watch what she eats according to her body type, just like I do. Okay. So I touch on these things because why? I can. And I love my country and it matters. And this nonsense has got to be put to a stop. So I was talking with my producer going over notes for this particular podcast, we were talking about food deserts. We, you know, we're trying to find some plausibility in what she's saying about EBT and what is at people's, you know, disposal, who are on WIC and EBT cards and government, you know, a taxpayer assisted eating. Fruits, vegetables, meat, poultry, fish, dairy products, breads and cereals, other foods such as snack foods, and non-alcoholic beverages, and seeds and plants which produce food for the household to eat. Things that you cannot purchase on SNAP are beer, wine, liquors, cigarettes or tobacco, vitamins, medicines, and supplements. An item has a supplement facts label. It is considered a supplement and is not eligible for SNAP. Live animals, except shellfish, fish removed from water and animals slaughtered prior to pickup from the store. Prepared foods fit for immediate consumption. Hot foods, any non-food items such as pet foods, cleaning supplies, paper products, and other household supplies, hygiene items, and cosmetics. That's pretty much the exhaustive list right here. And that is on fns.usda.gov. That is not a White People Are Us website. That is not pro-Trump mega website. That is straight up your government website right there. Okay? So, first of all, more blacks than ever are employed and able to make their own food choices. So that's not plausible any longer. Next. You're right. You do live under the Trump era, which is why you should be flourishing and finding better ways to take care of your health. I distinctly remember Nancy Pelosi saying that we have to read it to find out what's in it. Most of your health care started to falter and fall apart under the Obama administration, not this one. Okay. We were talking about food deserts with my producer, Mr. P. And he said that 29% of Atlanta is in a food desert. And if you know anything about Atlanta, we are a highly populated minority population here in the city of Atlanta. And so and a lot of people have been, you know, we deal with gentrification like nobody's business here. So we have highly concentrated, dense areas of black Americans who are on EBT cards. OK, so he says that 29% of Atlanta is considered a food desert. And I'm like, hold on, back up. What is considered a food desert? And what is it?
As defined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, low-income communities located more than 1 mile from a reliable source of fresh produce and other healthy whole foods.
Stop it! Okay. So it could be 1.5 miles. It could be 2 miles. It could be 5 miles to the nearest grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I called BS on this because that's not a food desert. That's called get on the local tram or hitch a ride or use your two legs for some weight loss and walk on down to the nearest grocery store. Give us a food desert break. Here's a food desert. Our brothers and sisters living in Africa who have to put a pot on top of their head and walk 20 miles to get what? A bag of grain. That's a food desert, America. God almighty. Okay, what else does it say?
That nearly 2 million Georgia residents live in food deserts. And part of the problem is inside food deserts, instead of fresh produce and other healthy whole foods.
Yeah, you got convenience stores.
Right, convenience stores, so lots of high-density, high-fat foods, and the dollar menu.
The dollar menu. That's right. The dollar menu.
A lot of fast food.
Okay. And so when you see people lined up on Friday night, after they get, or every the first Wednesday of every month, after you get your big check, right? Where are they? Lined up outside the convenience store, not only for the dollar menu, but for the dollar beers and for the dollar, for all of you who think that it's cool that we have a Hope Scholarship here in the state of Georgia, I just want you to consider whose children are going to college. When you go buy your little lottery tickets for $20 that you could be buying a salad with at the grocery store instead of blaming the white folks about your obesity problem, that's a problem. Let's just get honest, people. Can we? Can we do that? And I know Georgia's not the only state that does this and has this problem. It's just not. And hey, all things being equal, I guess I can blame the black woman for white women being crackheads. I mean, let's compare Twinkies to Twinkies. Okay, my other issue with this is personal accountability. All those women sitting in that audience, and half the audience was overweight. Probably a little over half of them would have been considered medically obese. I mean, just by looking at them with my own two eyes. And listen, I ain't no skinny mini. I'm not a twig. I have my own metabolic issues. Now, I do want to give some credence to something that she said that is very important. Stress levels, and this is why I get so angry with stuff like this, because she's propagating this exact narrative that keeps people pissed off. It keeps them afraid of other people, afraid of themselves, and afraid of going to go get a friggin' J-O-B. She's exactly right. What you meditate on that's fear-based absolutely affects your metabolic abilities. And that's whether you're white, black, green, purple, midget, leprechaun, doesn't matter. That's how it works. So she's right about that. But to blame that on an entire demographic of people predicated upon racism is absolutely astounding to me. And you should not stand for it. It is something that people should speak out against. And it's not enough just to mock it anymore. It's kind of like my sensuality podcast recently. It's not enough to mock it. You have to be able to go toe-to-toe with people to say, no, we're not accepting that. And it's not because we don't love you. It's because you don't love yourself. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk. Subscribe to my podcasts on iTunes and other podcast mediums. Encourage your friends to do the same, please. You can reach out to me at monica@monicamatthews.com for your Dear Monica letters. And subscribe to my newsletters as well at monicamatthews.com. Love yourself. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Love your neighbor. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.